This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
President Biden is committed to engaging with Congress on questions of war and peace and to being transparent about when, where, why, and how the United States uses military force.
Secretary of State, Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman said today that President Joe Biden's administration backs the repeal of the 2002 congressional authorization for the war in Iraq, saying it is not needed to protect U.S. interests in the foreseeable future.
I want to state clearly that the Biden-Harris administration believes the 2002 authorization for the use of military force against Iraq has outlived its usefulness and should be repealed. For this,
the deputy secretary went on to say that repealing the 2002 authorization for the use of military force, otherwise known as the AUMF, would not affect our diplomatic initiatives. She said the administration has made clear that the U.S. has no military activities that rely on the AUMF and that the repeal would have little effect on those operations. The Deputy Secretary Sherman is appearing before a hearing of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The U.S. on Monday finally reached President Biden's goal of getting at least one COVID-19 shot into 70% of American adults. A month late and amid a fierce surge by the Delta variant that is swamping hospitals and leading to new mask rules and mandatory vaccinations around the country. Jeff Zients is the White House virus coordinator.
In the last 7 days alone, 3 million Americans have gotten their first shot. That's the highest 7-day total since July 4th.
Biden had set a vaccination goal of 70% by the 4th of July. This is VOA News. A Belarusian activist has been found dead in a park near his home in Kyiv early today, a day after he was reported missing. Ukrainian police said that Vitaly Shishov, who led a Kyiv-based organization that helps Belarusians fleeing persecution, had been reported missing by his partner on Monday after not returning home from a run. Police said they are investigating all possibilities, including murder disguised as suicide. According to police, he was found hanged today in one of Kyiv's parks, not far from his place of residence. Ukraine, Poland, and Lithuania have become havens for Belarusians during this crackdown by President Alexander Lukashenko following a disputed election last year. Belarusian Olympic sprinter Krasinsa Tsimaniskaya, who plans to seek refuge in Europe after accusing team officials of trying to force her to leave the Tokyo Games early, said today that officials from her country made it clear she would face punishment if she returns to Belarus. Tsimaniskaya, who had criticized the management of her team on social media, said officials hustled her to the airport and tried to put her on a plane back to Belarus, where the autocratic government has relentlessly stifled dissent and any criticism. In the dramatic standoff, several countries offered her help, and Poland granted her a humanitarian visa on Monday. She will be flying to Warsaw a little later on in the week. A U.S. labor official has recommended the results be nullified in a failed vote to unionize Amazon workers at an Alabama warehouse. The union, in the effort, said Monday, opening a possible path to a new election. The recommendation by a hearing officer is a key step in potentially overturning the April ballot. Amazon has held firm it did not interfere with the voting. Health workers are barring the deadly brunts of a rapid virus spread through Indonesia. Charles de Ledesma reports.
Coronavirus is rapidly spreading through Indonesia's health workers. As the Asia region grapples with a new coronavirus wave fueled by the Delta variant, Indonesia's death rate hit a 7-day rolling average of 6.5 per million on August 1, second only to Myanmar, and far higher than India's peak rate of just over 3 that it hit in May during the worst of its outbreak. Among the dead in Indonesia are more than 1,200 healthcare workers, including nearly 600 doctors, according to the risk mitigation team of the Indonesian Medical Association.
Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.